Now, in addition to destroying lives, the Khmer Rouge nearly obliterated traditional Cambodian arts and culture. Khong Nai is trying to save those traditions. He's one of two or three living masters of the traditional Cambodian Chai Pe guitar to have survived the Khmer Rouge. Only two or three. Matt Ozog, a fellow with the International Reporting Project, went to Cambodia to meet him.
The first thing that you notice about Khong Nai are his dark sunglasses, which earn him constant comparisons to Ray Charles. They're the result of a childhood illness that left him blind at the age of four, right around the time he began asking his mom to take him to hear the Chai Pe.
When I was around 4 or 5, I told my mom I want to meet my uncles. My uncle is also teaching our people to play Chai Pe as well. And then my uncle said, well, it's a bit difficult for me to teach you because you're blind.
But Khong persisted. Whenever one of the old masters was playing, he would beg his mother to take him to listen. And when he went home, he would practice humming the melodies over and over. Chai Pe music is an oral tradition. The melodies are passed down from one generation to the next, while the lyrics are often composed or improvised on the spot. When the Khmer Rouge, or Angkor, took over his country in 1975, Khong was spared hard labor and even permitted to keep his instrument, but he was forced to play only Khmer Rouge anthems, extolling the greatness of Angkor.
They not allow me to sing a song from the legend story, but I can play a song that was composed by their Angkor. I have to follow what they told me to do.
Then, without warning, Khong's instrument was taken away. He was separated from his family and sent to work making palm rope.
I never been fit enough. They beat us up and we have to eat the potato leaves and we have to eat the cassava leaves in order to survive. This is so painful, but we have to live through the regime.
Then, one day, Khong was taken to the woods and left there overnight. He still doesn't know why he wasn't killed immediately, but the next day, when the Vietnamese army overtook the camp, Khong was freed. He was reunited with his wife, his children, and his music.
I don't really expect that I have this day because of before the Liberation Day, I was thought everything turned to black. I can tell you after the Liberation Day, I feel totally changed that I have freedom to play the Chai Pe again.
When asked if he had a favorite song or one he is proudest of, Khong played a song about liberation from the Khmer Rouge. The song says, in part, "For 3 years we suffered unforgettable hardship. Everything was destroyed. Blood was spilled and children orphaned. Cambodia became a place of killing. They forced the people to dig and plow the fields. Exhausted, they fell down to the ground. Bodies swollen, tired, hopeless. Husbands and wives, brothers and sisters were separated. We were forced to forget each other. Until January 7th, when the Cambodian people were freed of their sorrow." Khong Nai still performs regularly and also teaches Chai Pe to a new generation.
Among my 10 children, one of my sons, he's the one who can take over from me, he can play the Chai Pe. I'm the oldest one now, and when I pass away, I hope that the music will carry on and to the young generation.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Ozog.
More of that performance at npr.org.